After more than three decades of work in the Mississippi prison system, the state's longest-serving corrections commissioner, Christopher Epps, has been indicted on 40 counts, including bribery. Epps is accused of taking nearly $2 million in bribes from a former lawmaker in exchange for private prison contracts. Now, Epps was well known in his industry, but the Mississippi correctional system recently faced a federal lawsuit for conditions in one of its prisons, and a number of state facilities were investigated by the Federal Department of Justice over the last few years. For more now on Epps' indictment, we turn to Jeff Pender, politics editor for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Christopher Epps is a very well-known figure in your state, and there must be a degree of shock about these indictments.
Oh, sure. Shock is the term that keeps coming up over and over again, and he's well-known in corrections, not just here, but nationwide. He's head of the American Correctional Association, among other things.
Help us understand some of the charges against him. I mentioned bribery, but what are the details?
Sure. He's accused of a long-running, would be one of the longest and largest criminal conspiracies in our state history. He's accused of over 8 years basically selling state MDOC contracts for bribes and kickbacks, potentially touches on half a billion or better contracts.
And has he responded? Has he made a plea or a response in public?
He, at arraignment, he pleaded not guilty. Otherwise, he has been uncharacteristically silent.
Uncharacteristically silent because Christopher Epps was an outspoken leader in prisons, but also in reform. He was on this program at least once talking about his decision to end solitary confinement at prisons in Mississippi. He was a well-known reform figure.
Exactly. Like I said, well-known nationwide, the head of two of the largest associations in the corrections field, national associations.
Well, the indictment here, of course, is about bribery and corruption, which is its own set of issues and crimes. But when you take a couple of steps back from it, Mississippi's not the first state, Jeff Pender, to confront a debate about privatization of prisons, use of private prison companies, and giant contracts that go to these companies.
Right, correct. We've seen some of the same national trends, a lot of questioning of whether that is cost effective and whether it breeds some other problems. And then we also face some of the other problems of we passed some fairly asinine truth in sentencing laws in the 90s and have been trying to change and overcome that ever since.
Well, what has the reaction been like in Mississippi? Of course, you described the reaction to Christopher Epps himself, who's a very well-known figure. But what about this lingering question of the increasing privatization of prisons in the state?
Sure. We're seeing all kinds of questions right now. Our legislative session is set to begin in January, and already we see a lot of lawmakers probably going to be drafting any number of reform initiatives. I'm sure there will be some call to at least examine privatization and potentially make some changes there.
Well, back on Christopher Epps himself, before we let you go, Jeff Pender, what is he facing? 40 counts, $2 million in bribes is the accusation. Where does this go and what is he facing?
He is facing potentially over 300 years in prison, millions of dollars of fines. He and his co-conspirator, who also a former legislator, was at the time of his indictment head of a school board, a county school board. So both of them, it was pretty shocking to
see. Well, there will, of course, be a high degree of irony if Christopher Epps winds up in one of the prisons that he ran for over three decades. Christopher Epps, a commissioner of prisons in Mississippi, is accused of taking over $2 million in bribes in that state. Jeff Pender, politics editor for the Jackson Clarion Ledger. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.